And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And my man, Captain Bobby Abrascato, still getting after him in 2024. Hey, man.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I tell you what, the wife won't let me quit, man. That's the way it goes. You know how it is. Slave drivers.
Yeah, you're living the dream, though. So a bunch of people just heard, your wife won't let you quit fishing.
She won't let me quit fishing. She's like Jane Jetson. I get home and she gets got the handout, taking the wallet.
It's sending you back out on the water. Let's talk about this. Had some rough weather earlier this week. I think I quoted you a couple times. People said, well, how bad is it supposed to get with this wind? I said, well, as Bobby would say, the wind is blowing the dog off the chain. We had some hellacious winds here. What about the rain? What's it doing to the fishing?
That's the big question, Mark. And what we found is the local rivers have gotten pretty flooded. We got so much local rain with that system that came through couple nights ago, that is just, you know, and it does it all the time. It just floods the local rivers. The fish don't leave, Sean. I just have trouble catching them when it gets muddy like that. I think they get either glued to the bottom or, you know, the common thinking is they get, you know, in the deep holes. And that sounds good on paper, but when you try and fish for them, they're hard to catch. I mean, sometimes they even mark up on your bottom sheet, but, you know, you get a tap here, a tap there, I think it's just so dark down there, and there's some siltation and some of the slower moving rivers that actually make it even darker down in the deep holes that you just can't catch them. I can't, let me put it that way. So what I do when it gets like this is I run back home to mama, which means I head straight down south and go find some clear water. And the good thing about this time of year and this weekend is we got these weaker tides. You know, you got kind of an incoming tide. Not like a big major, you know, huge tide. So some of those, some of the structure at the mouth of the bay, you know, places like the lighthouse and some of the rigs close, you know, either close to the beach or even up at the lower end of the bay, all have fish on them. Some guys are already catching some really nice sheephead out there, fishing close to the structure. When you're doing that, obviously you're going to be wanting to use either some live bait or some fresh dead bait. When you're doing that for sheephead fish, you're going to catch a variety of other species, which are going to be, you know, redfish, white trout, you know, possibly flounder, all sorts of things. It's a fun way to fish, a good thing to do when the trout fishing gets tough, like it's going to be probably for another, I don't know, I'd say at least a week, unless we don't, you know, if we don't get any more rain, kind of give you something to do. And that's always a lot of fun. It's kind of a change of pace for us. But doing something a little bit different because we chase trout so many days of the year to where, you know, doing something like that and always makes me wonder why I don't do it more than I do.
Yeah, you truly get that mixed bag when you go on those trips. I mean, you know, I've done that stuff and everything from, a red snapper to a redfish or, you know, a sheephead to a little grouper. I mean, you get a lot of mix.
Like we always say, open Dr. Bob Ship's book. Pick a species and you're liable to catch it out there in one of those places, you know.
How hard is it getting bait right now? Can you get fresh dead or live?
Not a problem at all. Several of the places, your regular bait shops are still catching plenty of shrimp, live shrimp, and the bait shops, you know, usually what they end up doing with the shrimp that don't make it, you know, to the live well tanks, they sell as fresh dead. And then as they clean out their tanks, they'll keep those. You know, it's not just shrimp. You can use squid. You can use cut bait if you catch a white trout or a croaker or something like that. You don't be afraid to cut a little piece of that up and put that on there because everything's feeding on that stuff. So, you know, it's really kind of a function of just getting started. And if you're, you know, not a bait person, Gulp works wonders out there. If I can get bait easy this time of year to do that, I'll go get it. But if not, I'm just throwing Gulp. And man, the little Gulp swimming minnows, which is the curly tail one, or the Gulp mantis shrimp are my favorites. And put them on a jig head, and they work just about as well as live bait or fresh dead bait.
Good tip there. Remind folks, if they want to get a trip booked with you, take advantage of the special deal going on right now. How do they do it?
Oh, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, just go to 18fishing.com. And it's got the information on our winter special. And, of course, you know, if you want to book either during the winter or through the spring or into the summer, just give us a shout, and we will get you fixed up.
Thanks, Captain Bobby. We'll talk next week.
Okay, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Will do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company.